That makes sense. You know, I've always been curious as to how Thelemic Israel really was. You know, we find a lot of references to Thelemic religion, Thelema, Thelemic symbologies, Thelemic concepts, terms, and whatnot, and say, Garden of Pomegranates and various other works by Israel regarding. And then on the other hand, we know that while he did inherit and pass down Aleister Crowley's version, chapter, whatever, of the original Golden Dawn, that specific Golden Dawn is not expressly Thelemic, but Hermetic, as of course was the original Golden Dawn, which was started in the late 1800s by S.L. MacGregor Mathers, Arthur Edward Waite, William Butler Yeats, as well as several other people. And Crowley came on board, shortly after the order's original inception. And, there have been, as far as I know, there is a Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn. It's probably several different versions of the Golden Dawn, which are currently active, practicing around the world today.
No, there are a lot of golden dawns. One of the most important points that everyone should keep in mind is that he made me promise that I, or in fact, hopefully no one else would try to centralize the Golden Dawn into one universal or international or national order, which some people are and have attempted to do. I stayed totally loyal to my word in this area, while I've noticed others have not. In terms of the Thelemic Golden Dawn, he has no personal responsibility for that at all. That simply falls on my head and David Karubim's head. We decided to attempt to integrate the philosophy of Thelema with the rituals, or some of the rituals of the Hermetic Golden Dawn. And that work was successful for a while, and then it lost its impetus. And I don't even know, and I resigned from it, and I don't even know if it's functional today. I really don't pay attention to most of that stuff. We used to call them the Golden Dawn Wars. And I found it rather ridiculous, and there's enough space and enough brain power for everyone to proceed on their own and have their own groups. I don't believe the Golden Dawn requires a central authority. In terms of the philosophy of Thelema, Ragarty, in terms of that, was a Thelemite, although he always referred to himself as a Golden Dawn man in terms of initiations and rituals, but in terms of his day-to-day philosophy, he was a complete Thelemite.